Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I recently had the opportunity to attend a county board of supervisors meeting, something I haven't done since I retired. It was a special occasion. A deputy sheriff had retired, and the board presented her with a proclamation honoring her many years of service to the county. Many sheriff's office employees were in attendance to support the retiree. I had the honor of working with this retiree for most of her career of 30-plus years, a career that saw many changes in law enforcement, which required adaptation to that change. A board resolution or proclamation is an honor and fitting for those who dedicated 20, 30, or more years to public service. The public safety profession, be it law enforcement, fire service, or other applicable careers, can be very consuming as well as satisfying. It requires people who are willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice in defense or rescue of others, and to pay it, they do, day after day. The number of law enforcement and fire personnel who die in line of duty each year continues to rise. The law enforcement individuals who attended came to honor one of their own as the board proclamation was read. Each of them took an oath to protect and serve the communities throughout Humboldt County. The oath of office is an affirmation of the individual that they will fulfill their duties to the highest degree of their abilities. Many go on to have long, satisfying careers and retire with honor. Speaking of oaths and pledges, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag was recited at the beginning of the meeting, as it is done at the beginning of every Board of Supervisors meeting. It takes about 10, maybe 15 seconds to recite, and it establishes the common bond we have with each other. The Pledge of Allegiance is important and should not be taken for granted or discounted, as I have heard discussed by other governing boards. I don't believe it would be healthy as a nation to remove or forget simple aspects of our common bond for the sake of convenience. The Pledge of Allegiance is just that, pledging ourselves to the country and each other, regardless of gender, race, or religion. Many have sacrificed a great deal to ensure the American flag flies over our nation, and the importance of passing down that responsibility to future generations. It takes only a few seconds to recite, but it says so much about who we are and what we stand for. Traditions are important and help us to remember our past and to set the course for our future. Generations come and go. Each generation has a responsibility to build on the past, which will make us stronger as a nation and a people. It is our duty. So when we have an opportunity, take a few seconds to say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.